This episode is sponsored by our friends at Carbon Theory. You've probably seen a bar of black soap doing the rounds on social aims.
Everywhere.
Yeah, literally everywhere. But they are your new go-to brand for all your acne flare-up needs. So very handy for me. I'm pretty sure you'll have seen the before and afters floating around Ames.
God, how can you miss them?
I have no idea.
I want to print them off and get them framed. But yeah, the brand is vegan, cruelty-free and organic, as well as being wrapped in sustainable, recyclable packaging. Hello. Their hero product is the cleansing bar, the black one that you're referring to, which is formulated with tea tree, shea butter and charcoal, which is gentle and nourishing, and at £6, you can't really complain, can you?
Absolutely not. 16-year-old me would have been all over that. And not only do they sell the cleansing bar for acne aims, they do sell a whole range of products suitable for all skin types. So not only do us spotty babes get to reap the benefits, but so do you oily babes too. There are some really handy little discounted bundles as well, dependent on your skin type, but you can shop online or in Boots now. Welcome back to Birthday Skin,
Hello.
Your weekly skincare, self-care podcast with Amy Wall.
Amy Wall and Charlotte Amanda Perry.
Whoa, use my full name, Amy Louise Wall.
Oh God, it's so basic.
Sorry, what happened? Why did the name Louise become so popular as a middle name in the 90s? Because I have so many friends with the middle name Louise, to the point where if someone says, guess my middle name, and they're roughly my age, it's always Louise.
Always Louise. It was going to be Helen, because that was my great-grandma's name.
Oh, that's cute.
That would have been really cute, Helen.
Amy Helen Wall.
But I got Louise.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
I like the name, but it's just so common.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know in the percentage of people who have the middle name Louise that listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be, you know, when people are like, define a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
If Louise is their middle name, instantly a millennial.
Yeah, instantly born in the 1990s.
If you either like avocado or your middle name's Louise.
Piss off.
I'm of the avocado side. Fucking hell. Chill out, calm down.
Get lost, Amanda.
Mine is a family name. Surprisingly enough, this podcast is not about middle names.
No, it's not, but I am intrigued to know who else has a middle name Louise. So go on, get in touch.
Go on, leave a review for us. 5 stars, otherwise we don't see it.
Huh? Yeah, let us know.
Ames, so this episode is all about vitamin C. We have had so many DMs asking us to do an episode on it, because I think it is a bit confusing. Mm-hmm. It's a bit murky in terms of like what it actually does.
Yeah,
the form it comes in, how you should use it and that kind of thing. So in the ep, we're going to talk about what it is, what it does to our skin, the form it comes in, why you should invest in it, and some of our favourite Vit C prods.
Yeah, so kind of giving it away that it's good.
Yeah.
When you say that, why you should invest.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason to be scared of it. It's a good thing. I do just really quickly want to mention something though, Ames.
Go on.
It'll only take 2 minutes if you don't mind.
Oh, God.
Well, we have set up a Patreon account.
Oh, yeah, we have. I didn't know you were going to talk about this.
Yeah, and we already have some patrons, which I'm really excited about. And essentially, I think amongst our listeners, as we have a large proportion of American listeners, it's probably a bit more well-known across the pond than it is in the UK. But essentially, a Patreon account is somewhere where you can go and sign up. It's free to sign up. You have absolutely no obligation to do anything once you have signed up, but you can become a patron of Birthday Skin. And when you become a patron, you choose your package. So we've got bronze, silver, gold and platinum.
Because we're bougie as fuck.
Exactly.
When we were like filling out all the things, wasn't it? It was like tier one, tier two, and we're there like, no, bronze, silver, gold.
Yeah, bronze, silver, gold, please.
Platinum.
And essentially, it starts from $2 or like $1.50 a month. So you can donate, well, you can become a patron and pay £1.50/$2 a month to support us, because every episode that we do takes a lot of our time, but obviously it's at no cost to you guys. And it's just a really common and popular way for people to show support. It's kind of like you have to pay for Netflix and Spotify and that kind of thing, but you don't need to pay for podcasting, even though the podcasters spend a lot of time doing research and creating this content for free. So there's no obligation to do it. But we do have a few different packages. And in return for your generous donation, You can get things. So the basic one is we will do a monthly Q&A. We'll get loads of questions in. And then if you pay £1.50 a month or $2, then you have access to watch that. And it's not all about skincare. It's about all different things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely anything.
Exactly. And then the other tiers include goodie bags with like branded birthday skin tote bags and stickers and a few extra things. So like PDF documents with the notes on from each episode and et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to go and have a look, then just go to patreon.co.uk/birthdayskin. You can have a look on there. You can see what it's all about. And this isn't us begging you to give us money. It's just if you would like to support us on our journey.
Yeah, if you love us and you want to show it.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, with the money that is made through Patreon, it enables us to create more content and it enables us to do a few more fun things. So, yeah, if you would like to go and check it out, then please do. Thank you very much. That's the end of my spiel. Let's talk about vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Ames?
I'm ready.
So, shall we start with what vitamin C is?
Yeah, I feel like, as well as SPF, you are the Vit C queen.
I think I am.
I don't know why. Well,
it works hand in hand. You see,
is this something you're going to touch upon?
Yes, you see. Mm. I think this is why I have such a vested interest in it, because essentially it has loads of different names, weird names, and people just think, oh yeah, it comes from oranges, which it does. But it is also a very essential part in protecting yourself from that big ball of fire in the sky. Yeah?
Oh God, you make it sound so terrifying.
I know. No, it's not terrifying at all. But I know that I've raved about the ordinary L-ascorbic acid powder.
Oh yeah, the little naughty.
Yeah, and people kind of look at it and they're like, what on earth is that? Because it's essentially a brown glass jar with a lid, and inside of it looks like it's packed with cocaine.
Tiny little spatula as well, it's really cute.
Yeah, it's cute, but it does look like a class A drug.
Yeah, it does.
And it's not. And it's not to be afraid of. And I know when I bought it in the shop, the woman scared me half to death before I'd used it, because she was like, only use a tiny amount, otherwise it will burn.
Okay.
And then I started using it, I was like, it's not burning, so I'm going to use more and more, never burn. So I'm here to tell you that it's safe. You don't need to worry about it.
God, I think I would literally throw it away if somebody told me it would burn. I was like, no, don't do it.
I know. This woman was just imposing all of her sensitive skin issues onto my unsensitive skin face.
Maybe she knew, maybe it was one of them where she knew who we were. Yeah. She got us confused.
Yeah, maybe.
People have done that before, haven't they?
People do it all the time. Don't know if I'm offended or not. People think I'm Amy Louise Wall.
People think I'm from fucking Doncaster.
Yeah, sorry, babe. Went to Blackpool the other weekend and... whoa.
You said you had a great time.
A great time. It was actually really fun, but
thank you.
Anyway.
Sad you didn't go to Mark Kelly's, though.
Yeah. Shame. Oh, well.
Maybe
anyway,
next time.
Vitamin C is also known as ascorbic acid or L-ascorbic acid. And essentially, that is the chemically active form of vitamin C. You get it? So when I spoke about earlier, the Patreon, where you can get your PDFs with the notes from the show, mm-hmm. I'm including links and stuff in those notes. So if you want them and to look at all the links, etc., then head to Patreon. But vitamin C is not actually made by our bodies, so we have to get it from external sources.
Like your oranges.
Yep, oranges. Want to guess any vegetables that it's in?
Broccoli.
Yeah!
Is it?
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I. I am a broccoli and don't know why.
Shut up.
Daddy Daycare is the best film ever.
That makes me sound really mean then when I said shut up, because I thought you were just making it up on the spot. I'm really, really bad with like quotes from films.
It's actually Eddie Murphy's purest form of content that he's ever made in his entire life. But anyway, it's also in red and green peppers, potatoes and sprouts.
I bloody love a sprout.
Yeah, me too, and a spud.
Mm.
Basically, if you just have oranges, broccoli, red and green peppers, potatoes and sprouts on your plate, then you're fine. Now, I did read something that does answer a few questions. You know you can get those like Barocca and dissolvable vitamin C tablets,
yes.
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
If you overdose on vitamin C, you will literally shit yourself or be sick.
Nice.
Yeah, so sometimes I don't have them, because one time I had the worst stomach ache after having one of the dissolvable things.
What, just
because
one?
And I think you're supposed to have it before or after you've eaten. I can't remember which one. But if you just take it at the wrong time and you've already got enough in your body, then your body does not want it. So
it'll get rid of it some way.
So if you've ever found that you have had a very adverse reaction to a vitamin C tablet, then you can still use vitamin C on your skin topically because it doesn't have really the same effects. Mm. Your body just needs it, not just for your skin, but for like your heart and your lungs and other tissues in your body. So that's what vitamin C is.
So we really need to be feeding our body vitamin C because like you said before, our body doesn't produce it.
No.
But it kind of relies on it.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, definitely. So shall we quickly chat about what it does to our skin?
Go on, please tell me. I feel like this is literally, like this episode, is me being a student and you being the teacher. And I'm sat there like, wow.
Go on, tell me. Well, like you said, I think I'm very interested in it because it's really helpful in terms of like protecting yourself from sun damage. Mm. But as I just said, your body can't produce it and it doesn't store it. So it needs to be in your body daily for your body to be able to function with it, which is why it's important to eat your greens, guys.
And your spuds.
And your spuds and your sprouts. But essentially...
sprouts are green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Potatoes can be green, right? So it's really good for your heart and your lungs and the like, connective tissues in your body. That means it's also really important in helping to produce collagen because that is a connective tissue, essentially. So it really helps to heal wounds. It helps with pigmentation. It helps to protect yourself from UV rays.
Ooh.
And I was kind of like, how does it manage to do all of these things?
Yeah.
So honestly, I spent hours reading science papers on this and really trying to get to the bottom of how it works.
How could it be such a miracle product?
Yeah,
have you got the answer? Did you find them?
I did, yeah. So I'm not going to lie, they are these papers. I found this website that I really love, and it has all of these science experiments and that kind of thing on them to do with dermatology. And when I read them, it takes me a long time to process what it actually means. Yeah. But what I tend to focus on are the studies that have been done rather than like the scientific words, because I can read them and understand them, but I'm not very good at explaining them on here.
Yeah, and it's like, I think that's fair enough. That's my downfall as well. I can understand something, but then when it comes to saying it, I'm like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Exactly, yeah. It's,
we're not dermatologists, guys. We're not scientists.
We just do the research, so you don't have to. But yeah, like I said, all of the studies that I've read, I'm going to provide links on our Patreon PDF documents, which are all nice and pretty, made by you, Ames.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start off with scarring. So when I was younger, I had a scar on my nose where I had to have, I don't know what it was, but I got this little red dot right on the end of my nose when I was younger. And I don't know why, but the dermatologist called it a spider.
Oh,
and I had to have an injection into the end of my nose, directly into the spot to try and dissolve it.
That's so weird. How long did you have it for?
Well, when I had two on my nose, when I was a little kid, I probably had them when I was like 3 or 4 up until I was like 7-ish. And then they just over time disappeared. But I was really conscious of them because it was literally around the end of my nose.
Yeah, like Rudolph.
Literally like a 3-year-old Rudolph, yeah. And my mum took me to the hospital and things, so I had to have it done. But it left a scar for a while. Mm. And I don't know if it was to do with that or whether it was just acne in general. But I just remember I would do everything to try and get this scar to go down. And I ended up getting a product that turns out had vitamin C in it. But I read a study that said that there were a group of 40 people who used vitamin C on a scar and 40 people who didn't. So... The article says that they were all Asian, so it was all similar skin types, all been brought up in a similar location. And to be honest, I'm guessing that's why they said it was Asian skin. I'm not entirely sure. But they basically got these 80 people who all had similar scars. They took the stitches out and gave 40 of them vitamin C, 40 of them didn't. And out of the study... the 40 people who did use the vitamin C, when they compared them, they were flatter and less red.
Ooh.
So it's really helped them to, the vitamin C has really helped to heal the wounds.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's so good to know.
Yeah.
What, just like directly on top?
Yeah, yeah. So they applied it topically. And there was loads of other little bits in the experiment. And like I said, I'll share the link on the PDF anyway so you can read it. But when it comes down to it, the 40 people who used it were better off than the 40 people who didn't. And that's because the vitamin C really helps to the collagen to grow, and it really helps to the regeneration process of the skin cell.
Yeah.
So it just helps it to be like,
I always feel like if I was in one of these like science, what they called, studies, and I was in the group where they didn't get the treatment, you know, just to see, like, the group where nothing really changes, and not in the group where they're experimenting something that could potentially make it 10 times better, I'd be so pissed off.
Yeah, I know.
But then if it went the other way, I'd be
I'd be more pissed off if I was given the placebo and pretended that everything was great and was getting better, and they were like, you've actually just been eating sugary pills for the last 6 weeks. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it really helps to heal wounds and helps with scarring. So if you've got a scar that's quite raised or quite red, I would highly recommend investing in some vitamin C for it.
Yeah, the proof's in the pudding.
Exactly, yeah. And it's because it's an antioxidant, it's like the most powerful antioxidant that you can get for your face. It really helps to neutralize any free radicals and make you super glowy. So like I said, it helps the skin regeneration process, but that's how it helps with UV rays. I've got an interesting fact of which is new to me, and it's about SPF.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you knew everything.
I thought I knew everything as well. So, you know sun cream?
Yes, I do.
It obviously helps to block UV rays, and if you're applying it properly, then no UVA or UVB rays will get through and damage your skin. Mm-hmm. And we've already spoken about what the difference are between them in the sun care episode. However, sun cream block only 55% of the free radicals that are produced by UV exposure.
What?
So even though you're stopping the UV from getting to your skin by using a sun cream, the free radicals that are created still manage to get through. So you might not be burning, but the free radicals are being created. We've also done an episode on free radicals, but essentially they can go into your skin. They cause like some minor cell disruption, which can then damage the cells around that one that's been damaged. So you end up changing the DNA of the cell so that over time it can never repair itself back to normal. So that's why you end up with really like saggy skin or like really kind of like wrinkly, nasty, damaged.
So SPF
damaged.
Alone is never going to save you? From it'll save you from burning,
yeah,
but it won't save you from the free radicals.
Yeah, it won't save you from the free radicals.
No.
However,
we've been lied to.
Well, yeah, you kind of have been, and I think free radicals are still a bit of a confusing thing in the world of skincare. However, I'm trying to make this as simple as I can because it really is quite confusing. But the free radicals aren't necessarily what's going to cause cancer. So the UVA and the UVB is what causes the damage, but the free radicals can get in there and just cause some cell disruption. And you don't want that to happen because if that cell then gets damaged, it can then damage all of the surrounding cells as well. So it's just kind of like a bit of a knock-on effect. However, I've got some good news for you, Ames, because if you use vitamin C in conjunction with SPF, then you're going to eradicate both of them because it's such a powerful antioxidant. It actually neutralizes the free radicals that are attacking your skin.
Really, Mom?
And really, really, but it's okay because it's helping
sad.
With the skin. Yeah, like I said, it's helping with the skin regeneration process. So the cells are just being given a little bit of extra support. The connective tissue is nice and healthy. So that means that anything that kind of hits it, it's like blasted away. It's like, no, I'm okay. You can't damage me. I'm cool. So
see, that's good to know then.
Yeah. So it's not like you can't do anything about it. But, you know, like, to be honest, Ames, I have to put my hands up and say I didn't realise how sunny it was going to be today.
Yeah.
So I didn't put SPF on my arms, but I got a T-shirt on. So do you know what I mean? Like, you're never going to be 100% protected unless you are absolutely lathered in vitamin C and SPF all day, every day, which, let's face it, we're not. But if we're aware of how we can prevent it, then that is what matters as far as we're aware.
So you basically just shut me down and pulled me back up.
Yeah, so basically vitamin C protects the skin from any stress that's caused by UV rays or any free radicals. So essentially what happens is the skin will donate electrons to neutralize any of those free radicals that are attacking the skin. Ça va?
Oui.
So shall we quickly talk about how we can incorporate vitamin C into our routines?
Yes,
because I know that you've got a few vitamin C products that you're a fan of, and I've got a few.
I mean, there's one.
Oh. Okay, well, you have one product
there
that you're a fan of.
One product, and it's the Drunk Elephant Sea Firmer. I have it on today.
Me too.
The only thing, I don't like the smell of it that it leaves on my hands, and I feel like even after I wash my hands, it's, I can literally smell it now. It smells
I've got it on today, but I can't smell it.
Do you not think?
Oh no.
Do you think it's gone off?
Yeah. It is. It
comes from my hand.
I was going to say to you, vitamin C, you can tell it goes off when it goes orange or it has a metallic smell. Because I cut mine smells fine.
Comes from my hand.
Oh.
Coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that does smell weird. Yeah, I think yours has gone off, Angel.
How would it have gone off, though?
Right. Well, this is another interesting thing I need to tell you about.
Oh, God. I'm not rebuying that. Oh, Matt, it was gifted. But it was so expensive.
Yeah, it was kindly gifted to us. But you know how I was saying that UV rays, they come along and the vitamin C in your body gets depleted by them because you're causing all this problem with free radicals. Yeah. So you need to always have vitamin C in your body. Well, if you don't protect the actual vitamin C product from the sun, then the UV rays will literally come in and be like, yeah, this is completely neutralized now.
It's not going to work in the sun.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is when you have a vitamin C product, it needs to be kept out of direct sunlight. It should be in a bottle that's completely opaque so you won't be able to see through it anyway, or it will be in a brown glass jar like my ordinary one. But if you keep it open for any long periods of time, then it can just go off. But it's the chemically active part of vitamin C that we're dealing with for our skin. So it will go off over time.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually use it every day because I didn't want it to run out.
Yeah, shame.
God.
Oh, well.
It was still really nice, though. To be fair, I probably would buy it because now you've spoken to me about all the benefits and stuff. Yeah. And it is a really nice one, and I feel like it's an orange, which is confusing with what you're about to say about how you can tell it's gone off. But the C-Firm is actually orange.
Yeah, it's like a tan kind of coloured serum, isn't it?
Yeah, and I feel like
serum,
it gives
me
a really nice glow.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Sorry about that. But, Ames, I've got other good news for you because the ordinary L-ascorbic acid powder, I really, really like that, and it's not expensive. So,
how
could
do you
use that.
Incorporate that? How do you use it? Do you mix it in with something?
Yeah,
or?
So you can mix it in with anything. So you can mix it in with a moisturiser, an SPF, makeup, because it's white, but obviously it doesn't come out as white. It's just colourless. So I mix it in with my SPF every day or my tinted moisturiser. It depends on which way around I want to use it. If I'm not wearing any tinted moisturiser, put it in with my SPF.
Okay, amazing.
And if not, I put it in with my SPF and then the tinted moisturiser on top. But yeah, I was going to say to you, the powder, if it turns orange, it means it's gone off. Like, it's just oxidised and it's reacted with the oxygen in the air. But also, if it smells a bit metallic-y, you have a problem.
God.
So I'm sorry to say, Ames, I think it's gone off.
That's not really the ending to this episode I wanted.
No, I know. I'm sorry to say. Oh, well, it's okay. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You can get a new one. Yeah. But like I said, they're the two that we've used or the two that I really like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's plenty on the market that you can go and choose from. And like I said, just make sure you're keeping it out of direct sunlight in a place that's not too warm. So I would say just keeping it in a drawer or a cupboard or something would be ideal rather than a bathroom or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, like I was saying, Ames, we've got our Patreon up and running.
We have.
If anybody would like to go ahead. Must also tell you that if you become a patron for one of the packages, then you get early access to episodes.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yes, you get them on the Monday instead of the Tuesday.
Hello.
I know. Mwah.
Whoa, what's if you want to be a birthday skin elite.
Yeah, exactly. On that note, Ames, I am going to love you and leave you.
I'm really hungry, so I want to go get
some
lunch.
Yeah, me too. Mwah.
Thanks for telling me all about Vitsy, and sorry for my little input because
that's all right.
Just blown away. To be
I really enjoyed it. I'm going to go eat loads of broccoli, red peppers, green peppers, oranges, potatoes, and sprouts for my dinner.
Yeah, I might just have a big fat jacket spud and then be like, "Well, I'm getting my vitamin C, so it don't matter. I'm eating carbs."
Yummy.
Love a jacket. Oh, I actually do want a jacket potato, and I want it with cheese and beans.
Oh, sexy.
Have you ever eaten right, or is that any? So irrelevant. Anybody ever tried tuna and beans together?
Yeah, and cheese.
and coleslaw.
Yeah. Oh my God, all the time. With salad.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, but I remember when somebody first said that to me and I was like, what? That is disgusting.
My favourite breakfast that people find weird is toast, butter, cheese, beans, avocado, egg.
No, mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
Yeah, no, but people get freaked out by the beans and the avocado bit, but no, it's just, oh my God, it's fantastic.
I do like a bean and an avocado.
Yeah.
Not a singular bean, obviously. Branson's has to be Branson's. It has to be Branson's.
Every time, yeah.
I'm so glad I chose to like be friends with somebody and move in with somebody who likes Branson's rather than
somebody.
Hines.
Somebody, aka me.
This bitch.
Hines are runny and don't have as much flavour.
I just feel like Branson's, the bean juice is just so much thicker and it's so much richer. Yeah. And they're so much cheaper.
Are they?
Well, yeah, in home bargains, like 40p a tin.
Oh, sick.
I know. That's probably like 0.5p a bean.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, when you put it like that, I'll have four tins.
I know. I'm going to go and have some beans now.
Yeah, let's go and have our vitamin C-rich dinner and try not to be sick or poo ourselves because we've had too much. Yeah. Well, Ames, I shall see you later.
Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
Another huge thank you to our sponsor for this episode, which I'd like to think are our new best friends, Carbon Theory.
Oh, Carbon Theory. Mm-hmm. As we did an episode with them a couple of weeks ago, if you haven't had a listen to that, go and check them out. You'll get to hear about the brand and the products and all the amazing little stories that come along with an episode that we do.
Yes.
Because they're always great, right? But yeah, if you want to check out their bundles and their little discount offers, then head to Carbon Theory's website to check them out.